Less than 2 years after emerging from bankruptcy, financially troubled U.S. Airways has filed again. Yesterday, the airline filed a petition in U.S. bankruptcy court in Virginia for protection from creditors. Airline officials blame failure to reach concessions with its labor unions and looming deadlines, including a $110 million pension contribution due this week. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
U.S. Airways headquarters in Arlington, Virginia was busy for a Sunday night. Offices were staffed, a conference table was strewn with papers, half-empty pizza boxes off to one side. Chris Chimes, U.S. Airways Senior VP for Corporate Affairs, looking visibly weary, admitted despite efforts to prevent it, the nation's seventh largest airline was taking another trip into bankruptcy court.
Well, we're heading into what's typically the slow season for the airline industry, the fall and the winter. And so we needed to make this filing now to preserve cash and to have it on hand to run the airline while we restructure.
In order to meet federal requirements related to its last restructuring and conditions of federal loan guarantees, U.S. Airways had said it needed to have at least $700 million in cash on hand at the end of the month, something that, absent further concessions from its unions, Chimes says was looking increasingly unlikely.
Without getting the labor agreements in time, we filed for bankruptcy protection to allow us to continue the process. We're going to still negotiate with our unions. We hope to get consensual agreements. But one way or another, we've got to get lower labor costs as part of an overall cost reduction program.
Despite reducing annual operating expenses by nearly $2 billion, the airline said it needed another $1.5 billion in cost cuts. However, despite talks with its pilots as well as its other unions, no deals were reached. Jack Steffen is a spokesman with the pilots' union.
Clearly, we're disappointed to be back in court after our previous restructuring efforts. In those restructuring efforts, the U.S. Airways pilots provided over $5 billion worth of concessions to help the company emerge from bankruptcy the last time.
In court documents, U.S. Airways gave a number of reasons for its return to bankruptcy. The airline blamed high oil prices for an additional $300 million in expenses this year and said revenues continued to fall amid growing competition from discount airlines like Southwest and JetBlue. At Reagan National Airport, many of those at U.S. Airways' ticket counter hadn't heard about the bankruptcy filing. Some, like Sam Williams, a law student from Syracuse, were worried about what could happen in his city if U.S. Airways were to go under for good.
Living in a small market, there's not a lot of airlines that fly. I believe this is the only one that flies to Reagan. I'm in law school and come for interviews, and it would be much easier to get to Reagan than to Dulles or to BWI.
It's not clear whether U.S. Airways will emerge from bankruptcy a second time. Richard Abalathia is an airline industry analyst with the Teal Group.
There's a chance that the unions will come around and make some cuts, but frankly, the most likely scenario is sometime in the future, maybe a matter of months or even years, they'll be dissolved, and their place in the competitive landscape will be taken by JetBlue, Southwest, and all the others.
U.S. Airways President Bruce Lakefield said the probability of shutting down was low, stressing the airline will continue to operate normally while under Chapter 11. In a series of bridge agreements reached with the bankruptcy court last night, the airline can continue to pay worker wages, honor obligations to its customers, and pay for fuel under current contracts. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.